It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
We're back. It is Beer 30 here on The River. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. You can catch their podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and they're on Facebook and Twitter. Welcome back, gentlemen. It's been too long.
Yes, it has.
Thanks for having us back.
Feels good to be home, Danny.
Doesn't it, though? All right, so in front of us looks like a brand of beer that we know and love, a brewery that we know and love.
Yeah, this is from the Lagunitas Brewing Company out of Petaluma. This is one of their annual releases called Born Yesterday. The story with this beer is essentially it gets brewed and then gets bottled and kegged on Monday morning. It gets loaded on trucks and sent to the distributors, and then in turn it goes out into the trade, into the retail accounts that same day.
Wow.
So literally the only way you can get any fresher beer is by drinking it off of a bright tank at a brewery. So this is literally the freshest ingredients. It is just a pale ale. It's not an IPA. Mm-hmm. But this is the freshest beer you can find. Uses a couple different hops. I mean, this is it's very Simcoe, Citra. You can definitely taste those notes right away. But if we go through the... our AATMF acronym. The appearance on this thing is that it's actually, it doesn't look filtered, or it has been gently filtered. It's a little bit of haze to it, which is nice. You know, the head on the beer stands up. It's got a nice bright white foam. Then you get into it, and the aroma is, I mean, it's absolutely hop forward. I mean, it's, I mean, I've got a little bit of a cold, I know, but yeah. I can trust me. This is definitely a hoppy pale ale. So it's nice because it's hoppy, but, you know, because it's not an IPA, which generally has a little bit more bitterness, there's no IBUs written on the bottle here, but it's one of those things where it has the aroma, but it doesn't have quite the bitterness taste.
Yeah. It's actually quite refreshing.
We talk often with beers. You know right away when you open something up by the way it smells, or there's like a flavor profile that you pick up immediately with some of these guys. This one, you know the second you open it that it's a Lagunitas beer. It has that sort of... a little bit of that dank note to it. There's a good sort of like passion fruit or tropical fruit in the nose. And then also there's like a viscosity to it that kind of makes me feel like there's some juice in it as well. From the way this smells to the way this finishes, this is one of the best beers that we've put on tap at any of the restaurants in a while.
Wow.
You know, sit on the porch and pound these beers while,
yeah.
while you're trying to relax.
Ayo.
I just, this is a really, really well done pale.
So, here's a question for you. You were talking about it being in the restaurants. If it's born yesterday, I mean, does it go by fast? You sell it out fast because people know that the idea behind it is that they're supposed to have it
right
soon.
And this is something that you want to consume. We talked about it the last time we were on the show about resting beers and aging mm-hmm. beers, and this is definitely something you don't want to do that with this beer.
Got it.
You know, everyone kind of gets the your buyers, your bartenders, your front of the house staff generally get a little bit of a buzz and excitement about talking about this beer. So then it obviously gravitates to people sampling it and trying it. And usually most locations only get a keg or a few cases or things like that. So it's really, you know, it is a supply and demand thing. Mm-hmm. We wanted to get it out there and get it in people's hands and then understand that it's something we do special, but it's once a year. Mm-hmm. And so it's something that, you know, it hopefully will get people that maybe haven't tried Lagunitas to try it. And if,
are there those
there's
people?
There's one person left in the county.
That's it, huh?
They are one of your listeners.
Okay.
Stone Brewing did something a while back that they called the Enjoy By series, where they had like a quote-unquote expiration date on the beer. And much like, you know, like the expiration date on milk, you could drink it after. It's probably fine. You didn't get sick or anything. But but they had this thing, and then what – and these beers, similar concept here – fresh hop, super fresh. You want to drink it as soon as possible so you get the full effect of it. Lagunitas is really taking this to the next level, in my opinion, with giving – I mean, forget about the genius of the marketing of it.
Yeah.
But, like, getting the beer as fresh as possible into the accounts is – it's great. And it does generate a great buzz in the restaurants because it goes on – you know, sometimes you wait until you blow a certain – like, you empty a certain keg before you put a new handle on. No, like, these guys show up. We put it on right then. It doesn't matter. You know, you better not be getting a beer poured out of the old handle because we're just going to stop it right then. You know, like, we try and do that kind of, like.
Yeah, so finishing through our tasting profile of this, you know, like we said, the aroma is so strong. It's very hoppy, but it definitely the taste to me is it's really juicy in flavor. You get that. You definitely get that Citra hop in there. You know, for those that say, oh, I don't like fruit in my beer, well, it's not like that. It's not like there's a slice of orange or there is, you know, a half of a grapefruit in here. It's not one of those beers, but you can really taste it. It's really, really a sweet and savory flavor at the same time, in my opinion.
All right, so Lagunitas Born yesterday, around the room, I'm thinking the thumbs are high.
Two thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Very high.
There you go. All right, you can check out this and other Beer 30s at 977theriver.com. Click on the Beer 30 page. And their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer, and it's on iTunes and Google Play, and you can find them on Facebook and Twitter. Gentlemen, Brad and Ben, thanks for being on.
Thanks, Danny.
Cheers.